do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm John, and this is my fault.
I'm Laura, and none of this is my fault.
Welcome for the first time, excellent guest host and returning guest, Laura Glue. How are you?
Hello, I am wonderful. I couldn't be better.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We are also back in the company of Lucille, who is curled up on a bed at the foot of the table, but we will not be hearing from her, I don't think, because Lucille is great, and she doesn't bark. What's new in your life, Laura, since the last time we had you on the show? I feel like there's been a lot.
New in my life? I don't know if we talked about Silent Book Club last time, but...
I don't know if we did.
I don't think we did. So, in terms of ideas, this one, Guinevere, a friend of mine and I came up with, and it works. But it's basically a reading party for anyone, introvert happy hour. We host Silent Book Club meetups monthly in the Bay Area. And we basically, when people hear about it, they love it if they like to read and they like to do things. And but they hate book clubs where you have to read a certain book and then you're going to talk about the characterization and like English words that nobody knows what they mean. And so we just have meetups, and now it's kind of grown, and other people host them in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, and we have a 20,000-person Facebook group, and we have, like, chapters that just met in Tasmania and Japan and Serbia, and then, again, like, all over the country. So that's happening, and we're incorporating that because it turns out it's a good idea.
Awesome.
Which you can also do with these ideas, I suppose.
Yes, that's true, actually. For those of you who have never listened to this show before, here's what's going on. For the past decade, I've been writing down every stray idea I've ever had the moment I had it, which has resulted in a pile hundreds deep. That's a lot of ideas. Are they good ideas? Is this a normal amount of ideas for one person to even have? More importantly, are there any ideas in the pile that someone else could pick up and run with? To answer these questions, Laura and I have invited our awesome friend Fiona.
Yay!
To dig through the heap and see what she finds interesting for your entertainment, horror, or maybe even inspiration. Seriously, if you hear something you like, just grab it and go. I just want credit. Welcome, Fiona.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And if somebody had to were to ask, like, what's your deal?
I don't know if I've ever been asked that.
What is your deal?
What is my deal? Well, I'm a long-time Bay Arean.
Yes.
But formerly Sydneyan. Australian, I guess. And former business partner of Laura.
Yay!
Woo!
And you, I mean, we've been friends since, I don't even, I mean, it's been, I want to say it's been at least...
You were one of my first friends.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, in San Francisco.
10 yeah. years?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I think so. And we are at an actual book club together.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Is it the fantasy book club?
It is.
It is. It's called Game of Tomes.
That's
anytime
fantastic.
Anytime I tell people that that's the name, they're tickled.
I too was tickled.
Excellent. So Fiona has been combing through the pile of ideas. What have you found? What have you unearthed?
There are a lot.
Yes, it's true.
I kind of feel FOMO that I'm not reading all of them and talking about each of them.
We'd be here for a long time because there's like 700 something.
Should I just randomly pick one that I've... Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
The first one, Chinese food potato cut. What's the deal with that, given that that's the...
So I'm curious
standard
if this
question.
Is like chow mein on top of a baked potato.
I...
Is chow mein even Chinese, really? Or is that like American Chinese?
It's a literal translation of fried noodles.
Okay.
I'm down.
I mean, are I was going to say, like, are there Chinese restaurants of this type in Australia? But at this point, kind of like, I would feel like the American version of Chinese food may have kind of like... spread across the globe to the extent that nobody can really tell what the origin.
We're the worst.
Yeah, but so here's what I think this idea actually is. There was I used to be in a band and we recorded an EP in Sacramento a number of years ago, and we ordered Chinese takeout one night from this particular place that, if you know how, like, you know, you can get, like, you know, General Tso's chicken or whatever, right? But sometimes you can get a vegetarian version, and usually that's like chunks of tofu that they deep fry or whatever. This place, instead of tofu, did potato. They would, like, batter and deep fry chunks of potato, and then they would coat it in the sauce, and you could have that. It was fucking delicious. But no other, like, that's the only place that I've ever seen do it. I don't remember what it was called.
That's like a California Chinese food, the way there's, like, the California burrito.
It should be, but that's the only Chinese restaurant that's that I'm aware of that's ever done the potato version. And I don't remember what the restaurant was called, so it's forever lost to me.
But and you don't know where
somewhere in the Sacramento area, but, like, beyond that, I wouldn't be able to. Yeah, and so I was
Sacramento listeners, please help.
Yes. Oh, that would yes. If anybody knows what the hell I'm talking about, please find it for me and let me know if it still exists. Because
and you've tried Googling this, I'm assuming.
I mean, I probably tried a while ago. but so I think the idea that I had was basically like a food cart. You know, like those guys who like wander Dolores Park, but selling this instead out of their little cart instead of ice cream or, you know, weed eat edibles.
I would eat that.
I would eat either one of these. I would eat chow mein and a baked potato. Or it sounds like substantial.
I'll be honest, I would too. Chow mein and a baked potato sounds like a good plan. Or like a is there such a thing as a potato bowl? Like a bread bowl, but like it's a potato, you just like hollow it out and you put something in the middle of it? A potato boat chow mein.
I mean, if that's another idea. That's brilliant. Especially if, like, the potato skin gets, like, the crisp to it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth eating the potato without the crispy skin.
That's true.
True.
What's the point?
All right, well, that's
decided
then. Awesome.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
This is a business idea named Mum Break.
Okay.
By which somebody would abduct a mum's family so that she can have some damn peace and quiet in her life for once.
Okay. Yes.
This is going to be a TV show.
What, really?
Yes.
No.
My friend is casting for it.
Incredible.
What? Because I was going to say, this is kind of offensive.
I think it might actually be called... I'm going to look it up. Is that okay?
So I'll explain the idea. Like, my version of the idea, basically, was that, like... Because, like, if you have... I had this idea a long time ago, I think. Is there a log?
2016.
Okay, yeah. So... I must have been talking to somebody who was a mom about sort of like, even if you're a mom, you can't really, like, planning a vacation in a sense is still work, right? So, like, what if there were a way for you to, like, give a mom a true vacation by just, like, showing up, kidnapping her, and just, like, bringing her someplace where she can just relax and not have to worry? Oh, wow.
It's literally that. Let's tell Alex. It's called givemomabreak.castingsomething.com.
Wow.
Hey, moms need a break? You need to have at least 3 kids.
Oh.
And the dads are in charge, which is so kooky.
Oh, God. Huh. All right, yeah, this is definitely for families who have inferior dads.
Yeah. He also did casting, I think, for, like, what was the Fear Factor? And... some other, like, he does a lot of the reality TV that's kind of, maybe, it might be, like, your B grade.
Yeah, this is definitely a show designed to showcase inferior dads.
Yeah.
Which I am, you know, hoping.
But just FYI, you get $2,500 if you refer a family, so I don't know if you want to, like, try playing this the next week or so.
Like, I would much rather watch a show where the dad is not inferior and it just has it all down.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like I know many dads that are like that.
I think that's gonna be hopefully what happens. There's, like, redemption because.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here I was just saying that.
Sorry, that's probably really loud.
That's okay.
I just high-fived myself.
For those not. I do that in meetings and people make fun of me for it.
Well, they don't know us.
I know exactly. Thank you.
Fiona, just a sidebar, Fiona and I had a professional business goal of being able to high-five each other without looking, and we did it once. In like a business meeting.
We only attempted it once, though.
Yeah, and we got it. At a business meeting.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And they didn't hire us.
They did, well, that's...
More fool they.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not...
That is a level of coordination that speaks...
It's just talent.
Yeah, seriously.
And we never have to do it again because it just went so well.
That's it. Yeah. Goal achieved.
But yeah, I mean, I guess the part where my version of this idea foundered was kind of like you would have to, you'd be able to kidnap the mom, but then you'd have to convince her that, like, everything is fine. We just wanted to give you an unexpected vacation. And so I think what would happen is the staffing for this company would be split into two divisions. One is the kidnap mom, show her a good time. The other is take care of everything that's happening in the house, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, there'd be, her family would get a couple of dedicated assistants to just kind of, like, you know, make sure that shit runs smoothly in her absence until, you know, until her surprise vacation is done and she comes back. And the house is still standing.
Yep.
You know, the kids are all fed. Everything is just, everything ran smoothly in her absence.
Less offensive.
Would you, do you think moms, I feel like,
this would be a gift that would be sprung upon moms by their friends.
That sounds terrifying.
It probably is. I mean, I didn't say these ideas were good.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
In this capacity.
Yes.
It's like not sprung upon the person to try to say, hey, your partner sucks.
Right, no.
Right. Just sort of like, look, you could use a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know.
Better than a Kit Kat. Or Snickers, or whatever.
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I can get behind that.
Excellent.
Cool. And now that it's a show, I guess.
Well, this seems like a different...
So this is how it goes.
Also, participating families get $20,000. That's not bad. But if you have to have three kids, it's not that much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like half a year's of school.
Depends on what you want now, right?
It's terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking All right, what's next?
This doesn't sound terrible, though.
Mm.
Summer resolutions.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. I think this was just a... what's the category that one's under?
Civic.
Okay. I think this must have just been, like a summer version of New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was sort of like... We should have them. There should be a tradition that, you know, like on the first day of summer, you're like, what are your resolutions? And, you know, just... Because your New Year's resolution by that point is 6 months old, right?
Mm.
So, like,
yep.
Fuck that. That was the old you. This is, you know, this is you. You might have some summer goals or just, like, have reevaluated where you want to be now that the year is half done.
I think we should do that starting this summer.
That sounds like an idea to me.
All right. I'm down.
Because I did not come up with New Year's resolutions.
Neither did I.
I decided to boycott it.
I mean, my New Year's resolution was basically, like, keep this baby alive.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And success so far.
Thus far, mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. On the day we're recording this, he is officially 3 months.
Yay!
Yes.
Oh, wait, and you he's a year. Wait, Wednesday?
My baby is...
Wednesday?
A year on... Friday.
Friday.
See?
Incredible.
I know. I'm such a good mom. Friday. Yep. Anyway, summer resolutions.
I mean, like, do we think that they should there be something mandated where it's sort of like at least one of them needs to be kind of like a take some time off kind of thing, or do we not even want to try to put restrictions on it? Just be like, just come up with a, you know, some resolutions the same way you would for New Year's but for the summer.
The thing that I like about this, I'm not answering your question, but
okay, no, but absolutely,
the thing that I like about this is summer, it gets light earlier and it's warmer out typically.
Yeah.
So you're more motivated to do stuff.
Oh.
Like, because I said, like, we were setting resolutions in the middle of January, and then, like, the next day you wake up, it's cloudy and it's sad out, and you're like, I'm gonna wait one more day to go to the gym. You're right.
Yeah.
But in the summer, like, yeah, there's kind of no excuse.
And you have boundless energy because of all these.
Because of all the reasons. Sun.
Yeah.
Well, So, but yeah, but I think, yeah.
I dig it. No, that's a great, yeah.
And it's light later.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's should have one resolution that's about getting ice cream from an ice cream cart.
That's just a lifestyle.
That's true.
All right, well, I'm glad we're in agreement.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Next up, and this one made me laugh out loud, gorilla road sign that says, "Zip emerge, motherfuckers."
I don't know what it is about people when they drive. Like, were you taught in driver's ed about zipper merges? I feel like I must have been at some
point. No, is that where you, each like, you car know, goes?
When there's two lanes that are converging into one lane, like one car from one side goes and the next one, so it's like a zipper. Fucking, like, I just
think
want
it's
somebody.
It's East Coast thing, no?
Like, I don't
the
know.
Time zipper?
Maybe.
I've never heard that. I mean,
shit.
It makes sense in my head, but...
Right? I want somebody to put up just like a road sign that just looks like a real one. One of those, like, yellow diamonds.
This is super feasible.
Yeah.
Because people, like, hack those road signs, the, like, electric ones all the time, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, but I'm thinking of, like, you know, like the like those yellow diamonds mm-hmm, with the black writing on it and a little icon that's just like a zipper-like thing. It's like, zipper merge, motherfucker. Like, on the on-ramp to the Bay Bridge coming from Bryant and 5th, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
We're like... There's that... Because the on-ramp narrows at one point to one lane.
Yeah.
And it's like, nobody fucking knows how to do it. Everywhere there's one of those.
Someone stops inevitably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just dead stopped.
It's because some other asshole tried to get too far ahead. Mm-hmm. And like, and it's like, no, it's just fucking... It's a zipper... Like, yeah. So I want that. I want somebody to just put up a sign. And every time it gets taken down, I just want them to put a new copy up.
Mm-hmm.
You could also maybe... You know how the Lyft drivers, and Uber probably has this too, where, like, Lyft for sure, when you get in their car, it says, like, "Hello, Laura." There's, like, the LED.
Oh, yeah.
You could do, like, an LED in the back of your car and just have it when you're in the line. So behind you, it's, like, zipper merge, motherfucker. And, yeah.
That would... Okay, here's the thing. That would have to... For that to be really effective, it would have to be installed in every car.
Yeah. Well, it's in every Lyft. I mean, that's, like, every car in San Francisco.
But since, you know, I mean, like, since cars with, like, really fancy dashboards are going to become the new norm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that just is a thing. But
or,
time,
yeah, it tells you in the computer screen.
Yeah. Every time it detects that there's, like, two lanes merging ahead of you, it just flashes something on the heads-up display. Like, don't forget, zipper merge.
I think the icon.
So. Yeah. And it would be able to be animated, you know? Like...
Can we take it a step further and there's just self-driving cars that would just zip emerge?
Self-driving cars would definitely have that shit down. Like, for sure.
Yeah. My dad definitely drilled it into me when we were doing road practicing. What do we do?
I feel like the BMW still wouldn't.
Of course they would.
No.
Of course they
would. Speed ahead. Speed ahead is what they're saying.
Yeah. Whoever installs self-driving technology in Beamers is going to need to be kept a very close eye on because... we finally that's what it is. The age of autonomous driving will finally see an era in which Beamers drive like regular ass cars. we can dare to dream. it's a utopia. It's an impossible utopia. I know. But just for a second, just close your eyes and hold hands, and we can imagine this future together.
A bright and great one. I drove behind a BMW the other day that had a vanity license plate that said "Love BMW."
Was it LUV or
LUV?
Of course.
Yeah. If anyone else sees it, give him a shout out.
So when you first started reading this, I was thinking gorilla like ape.
Oh.
Which is even better, like a guy in a gorilla suit holding a sign.
Oh, like one of those subway, one of those arrows.
Yeah.
Listen, that could still happen. You can. Oh, God.
I think that's the best gorilla.
You get a guy dressed as a roadside construction worker.
Roadside construction gorilla.
Yes, a gorilla suit wearing the safety vest and a hard hat.
Yeah, it's a safe gorilla.
Just like waving the sign. Just like, hey, and he'd be able to direct the cars too. He'd be like, hey, you, in the Ford, you're next. All right, now you.
Yeah.
See, this is fucking easy. You know, he'd be able to sort of communicate that all through body language.
Mm-hmm.
It would get hot in that suit.
Yeah, well.
I can't imagine that it would be out of the realm of possibility for technology to develop a cooling system for a suit like that.
Yeah, how have the mascots not figured this out?
I mean, they must have, right? Yeah. I don't know anything about current like mascot technology.
Fan.
Yeah, or like a backpack full of ice.
I feel like we need to add this idea to the list.
I mean, well, now that we've...
It's in the ether.
It's out there. It's out there in the world now, which is sufficient. But you know what? I mean, I may make a note. Just like up. Actually, you know what? You could put it in the spreadsheet right now. Just like up in the notes field for that idea. Mm-hmm. Just upgrade to gorilla suit.
Okay. Got it.
Excellent.
Doing it.
I think we have time for maybe one more. Let's see.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let's bookend it with potatoes.
Beautiful.
Bloomin' potato.
Okay. I am sure... I actually don't know. Okay. No, I don't even know where to start with this, just because we have an actual Australian in the room, and this is an idea that comes... It's based on Outback Steakhouse's
right,
Bloomin'
yes,
Onion.
Correct.
Right? I think the Bloomin' Onion is great.
Mm-hmm.
I want one at all times.
It's an innovation.
Yeah.
On the Bloomin' Onion.
I mean, but so yeah. So like if there's a way to cut a potato such that it has that kind of like that bloom shape and then you dip it in batter and you deep fry the whole thing and then you have Bloomin' Potato.
Mm-hmm.
I think this needs to exist.
I think so. That's the one that I previously had said it's probably on Pinterest, which could apply to half of these ideas, but... But I think, yeah, it's worth looking up. And if not, then it's... Like, we should have a fry party at some point. Like, just where we fry shit.
Definitely.
No, Fiona just got a look. Yeah.
She is grinning like a Midwesterner.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd be hanging out with...
I guess every county fair is a fry party.
That is true. I mean, I could see a universe in which this might exist, but like it probably is like a kind of cut, you know, like a system of cuts that's very fancy and hard to do. Like what I'm picturing is like a machine that somehow does it for you.
That's
like you put
smart.
A potato in at one end and at the other end, pops
like a spiralizer,
this kind of
but like a bloomer.
Yeah, exactly. So, something kind of like the machines they use at In-N-Out Burger to make the fries, where it's like, it's just kind of like chunk, chunk.
Yep.
But it gives you this sort of bloomed potato, which you can then, you dip in like a batter and then into a fryer.
This is making me think of, like cutting the bottom of hot dogs and then boiling them so that it looks like octopus.
Yes. Yeah, is it possible that a potato might self-bloom if you cut it in the correct way?
I think this is worth an experiment.
Yeah.
It's worth the potato's life for us to figure this out.
It's worth the life of a potato and a non-specified quantity of fry oil.
Are you thinking potato in fry shape when it blooms? Are you thinking like chip shape?
Oh.
Or...
Oh, because there's the Hasselbeck.
Right.
Potato.
Oh.
Have you seen those or had those?
No.
I see those on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Indeed.
They're big potatoes where you slice it and you put a slice of butter in between every slice and like garlic and whatever else you want to do. And and salt.
And then you bake it.
And then you bake it. So it obviously doesn't have the fry element.
Sure.
But...
And like we said earlier, it does need that crispy exterior.
Yeah.
But it's... pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I just wonder whether like that's a real thing or if it's just staged for Pinterest purposes.
No, I've done one. I didn't.
Did it get crispy enough?
No, but I think I was too hungry. Potatoes are so hard. You put them in and you're like, are you not ready yet?
It's true. It's true. They take way longer than you'd think.
It's worth it.
But because you can do them with sweet potatoes too, so you can do like brown sugar and butter.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I had to actually. In my mind, I was picturing the potato subunits as kind of like fries.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, as chips, that would be like petals of a flower.
Yeah.
Which would also be, more of a true bloom, perhaps.
And there is that, just the, like, chef knife technique where you go to like Asian restaurants or. Japanese restaurants and then they like cut also Asian They cut like a carrot into like beautiful
things.
Anybody with sushi chef training, maybe we should like come to them with this notion and see what they think. We have now come to that portion of the podcast where we make a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest or potentially guest host. Laura, I believe you might have one.
I do. I don't think this is a terrible idea.
That's true. Well, no, the ideas don't have to be terrible. The recommendations.
Okay.
We try to shoot for a terrible recommendation.
Okay.
But if we have a guest idea.
So we were at John's house on Sunday, yes, eating morning buns, which were outstanding.
Thank you. I'll pass that on to Mavis.
There was a beautiful picture frame with a bunch of photo strips from like one of the instant photo booths. Mm-hmm. And the thought was, are there picture frames that are like made for these where you don't have to like jimmy them together, but they're actually formed nicely and like...
Yeah, that was a question. It's a very good one. Because I had to... We bought like a single wide frame, and I kind of like put strips from photo booths in there, but kind of like staggered them.
Yeah.
And I had to do shit to them, you know?
Yeah.
A ready-made frame that was able to display multiple strips from photo booths without you having to fuck with anything.
I mean, I feel like every Gen Xer and millennial probably needs that.
This is probably sold at Urban Outfitters.
Damn it.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Urban Outfitters in some time.
Yeah, me neither.
But
Bed Bath & Beyond needs it.
That is true. That
also
is true.
Also infomercials.
Excellent. You
know, with different frames. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll stop now.
No.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think now it's time to let everybody know where to find everybody on the internet. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram as FerociousJ, the word ferocious, the letter J. I also have a newsletter at tinyletter.com/FerociousJ. It's got collections of interesting articles I found on the internet, links to things I've made, and a couple of dedicated rambles, one of which I just call #dadthoughts. I send it out when the show updates, so you'll get it, you know, you'll be like, oh, hey, must be a new episode. And I guarantee it's exactly the kind of thing you can happily read over breakfast or while you are bored at work.
It's enriching.
It is. I am on the internet. I'm actually not... I stepped back from Twitter because it's not a great place. But I'm still on it as Read, Wine, Repeat for Silent Book Club.
Hey.
Because that Twitter feed is delightful.
Yeah.
And then I'm on Instagram as well as Laura Glue, LauraGlu, which primarily is pictures of Lucille and concerts.
Awesome.
And I'm on Instagram as Fiona, just Fiona.
Amazing.
It's been updated.
She's not going to sell it to you.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to sell it to you, sorry. Because it's against the terms.
This podcast is available pretty much anywhere you listen to them. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Whatever platform you're using, consider leaving us a nice review or rating, as it helps more people discover us and increases the chance of one of the ideas you've just heard actually being picked up by somebody out there. Thanks, and remember, if you've heard an idea you'd like, go ahead and do it. John just wants credit.
Do-do. Woo-woo. Do-do. 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 Do-do.